The biggest concerns we hear is not knowing how high your next maintenance fee may be. With the bill right around the corner, it's like rolling the dice. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly so you can go back to traveling where you want, when you want. For over a decade, Lodestar Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you exit their expensive timeshare. We have an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. That's 844-284-4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Olive's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DINOVITE.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The remnants of Hurricane Ida stunned residents of the eastern seaboard with its power. Tornadoes and torrential rain slammed into the region. At least 32 deaths have been linked to flooding from Maryland to New York from the storm's strike Wednesday night and Thursday morning. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says small businesses will have help in recovering from the storm.
If you're a small business, you're barely getting back on your feet from a pandemic and you get whacked by this, and you ask yourself rightfully, life's not so fair sometimes. But I promise that we will stay with everybody, and it won't be a short road, but we will stay with them on that road to recovery.
On the other side of the country, the worry continues to be fire and gusty winds. In South Lake Tahoe, officials say they're watching the winds very carefully. CAL FIRE's Steve Vollmer says a reduction in wind would be a big help to firefighting efforts.
The spot fires continue to be a problem. They've been a problem since the very first day of this incident, and that's what's causing this fire to grow exponentially. So once we get the wind to slow down, we're going to see those spot fire distances slow down. But we are still going to see that probability of ignition be up above 90%.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is being slammed as a hypocrite for an old tweet condemning President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The tweet in which Psaki blasted President Trump for not being transparent enough about his phone call is the subject of ridicule now amid revelations of a July phone call between President Biden and the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. During that call, President Biden acknowledged the Taliban appeared poised to overrun the Afghan government. However, he used the conversation to urge the government there to change the perception of its weakness. He told Ghani, quote, "There is a need, whether it is true or not, there is a need to project a different picture." Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 131 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Conservative Nevadans, the liberal agenda in America is literally killing the American dream. It's time to fight back. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm hosting the Fight for Freedom, a campaign kickoff and conservative rally on September 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join like-minded freedom fighters and guest speakers at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. That's Tuesday, September 14th. Register at sampetersforcongress.com or on Eventbrite. Let's fight for freedom together and jumpstart the 2022 election cycle, and let's turn Nevada red again. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The Calder Fire's march toward South Lake Tahoe has slowed, but the blaze has still grown to more than 208,000 acres, with containment reaching about 23%. The fire, which ignited on August 14th, is about 3 miles south of South Lake Tahoe, which was evacuated earlier in the week. Nearly 600 homes and 185 structures have been destroyed, with more than 32,000 other structures in harm's way. Five injuries have been reported, three first responders and two civilians. The Clark County School Board has approved a COVID-19 vaccination mandate for school district employees. The move allows School Superintendent Jesus Jara to draft and implement a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policy. The current proposal does not have a timeline when district employees would need to show proof of vaccination. The Clark County School District, the nation's fifth largest, is operating with in-person classes this school year. More than 1,800 tickets for the upcoming Raiders football season at Allegiant Stadium have been returned. Fans who did not want to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to attend games.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Heavy volumes right now on Interstate 15 south at Sahara, north at Spring Mountain. Major delays downtown as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Main Street, also very slow coming in. 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country, and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday, September 2nd. Good to have you with us. It is something that many of us have suspected, but we never had the smoking gun until now. Jake Christian Adams is the president of Public Interest Legal Foundation, and he's been with us before, and he joins us now with essentially new news on voter integrity or lack of same in the 2020 presidential election. Christian, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me about this latest report. It came out towards the end of August. We got caught up in Afghanistan and couldn't bring you on. I'm glad we finally got you. And tell me what it is you folks have found.
Well, we found that mail balloting in 2020 was a big disaster, and it's not just our opinion. Like you said, we found 15 million, that's million ballots, that were sent in the mail through mail voting, went out in the mail, and never came back and were counted. Some just vanished, some were sent back but were rejected, but it's 15 million ballots are just out there in the ether, uncounted. And the reason this is important is because these jokers who told us that mail voting is a good thing, there's now numbers to show it was a disaster, particularly in places like Nevada.
Well, where we had mail-in voting, and there were anomalies. We had one county commission race where the registrar of voters said, I can't tell you who won this race. Just some really squirrely stuff. You've got numbers, though, here in Nevada. Am I right on that?
Right, we are. And by the way, this is all federal data, federal government data that we use. This is not us, you know, going out searching and doing audits and all those mysterious things. This is actually the federal government, the Election Assistance Commission. It's a federal agency, collects data from the states, from the counties, and it just reports the numbers. So these are things the states are telling the federal government as far as screwed up mail ballots, 15 million of them nationwide, almost a million of them in Clark County. Clark is one of the worst in the whole country.
Give us the numbers that you've got. I mean, some of this is incredible because Biden only carried this, the county by, what, 33,000?
Yeah, it was 600,000 mail ballots in Nevada were mailed out and never came back and were counted. And you know what? If you watch the video that we did, if you Google Public Interest Legal Foundation Nevada video mail, we went out to all the places where people are registered to vote in Nevada. We went to a vacant mine in Pahrump. We went out to the post office in Pahrump, the casinos. We went to liquor stores. There's a head shop in North Las Vegas that sells bongs where people are registered to vote, but those people don't exist. In Nevada in 2020, mail ballots were going out to the head shops and casinos and vacant lots and abandoned mines.
The number, can you give us these numbers, though? Because the numbers to me are fascinating. And there were some, what, 93,000 ballots that got bounced by Clark County?
Yeah, they got bounced for bad addresses. I mean, that's the crazy thing. So the addresses that the election officials have are obsolete, out of date, do not exist. And that's why you saw numbers like 93,000 got bounced in Clark County alone as bad addresses. I mean, that's just not a way to run an election. But it was all over the state. I mean, it was all over the state. When Nevada did what it did, and that's turn on a dime and go to vote by mail with no experience doing it, by the way. This is the first time it ever happened in Nevada, and it turned into a disaster. And unfortunately, because the legislature there enacted it for the general election, you guys are stuck right now.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Jake Christian Adams joining us, the president of Public Interest Legal Foundation. And now, what they've done for these local elections here in the state of Nevada, they want to do this to the entire nation with, I think it is H.R. 4. Can you tell us what that bill, if it is enacted, it has been passed by the House, and now, of course, it has to face muster in the Senate. Can you tell us what it would do, and would it fix any of these problems that you're talking about here in this report?
Well, they have turned H.R. 4 into another federal takeover bill where you won't be able to do anything in Nevada with your elections without federal bureaucrat government approval by the DOJ, the Justice Department, you know, Merrick Garland. Remember, Eric Holder used to be there. And you won't be able to do anything without the federal government approving it with your elections, moving a polling place, going back to the old way of doing elections instead of vote by mail. Anything your legislature would want to do, let's assume they want to do something good, and that's a big assumption, let's assume they do, you would have to have Washington bureaucrats approve it. That's how outrageous it is.
I want to ask you about what's going on in Arizona, in Maricopa County. And is that something that is going to bear fruit relatively soon? I mean, we've been told it's coming, but it's not there yet.
Yeah, look, when you're in this election integrity space, you have to be very, very careful about folks and groups who promise big bombshells and then never deliver year after year after year. And I'm worried, I'm starting to get really worried that there's not going to be anything out of Maricopa County.
Really? We had heard that some of the officials of the company that were doing it got COVID. I mean, I heard all kinds of weird stories. Have you heard some of that same stuff out of Maricopa?
Well, I've heard weird stories, trust me. But look, audits never usually reverse results. There's really never been an election where some sort of post-election analysis has changed the outcome. Now, you could find some ways to improve. But anybody who thinks Maricopa County is going to result in Trump becoming the president again, by edict is just dreaming. And some people, unfortunately, think that.
I want to ask you about what's going on. Fulton County, Georgia, is there anything going on there?
Well, there's one or two lawsuits that are still lingering, but they're largely ballot access lawsuits. You know, Fulton was one of these counties where this Center for Technology and Civic Life, this Zuckerberg-funded, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, a Silicon Valley billionaire, was paying election officials to do what they wanted them to do. Now, just imagine if you or I were paying election officials to do what we wanted them to do. We would probably be in jail by now. And so that's what happened in 2020, is Silicon Valley billionaires paid election officials to transform the system, in my opinion, to get rid of Donald Trump.
Wow. Where do you take information like the data you collected for this report? Where do you take? Can you go to a judge? Can you go to the Department of Justice? I mean, what do you do with this information other than put it on a website?
Well, in states that still have good legislatures, like Pennsylvania does, we work with legislatures to improve the system. In states that don't have good legislatures, like where you're broadcasting from, it's more difficult. It certainly doesn't give you a right to go to court, but it does, in many states, let you improve the system and show good, sane people. When I say sane, I mean as opposed to crazy, to show sane people how to run an election and not run an election.
Will this embolden some registrars of voters around the country? I mean, some right-minded folks. Will it give them ammo when people on the left say, "Give me some evidence. Give me some hard evidence. Yeah. Show me a smoking gun." Well, here's a smoking gun right here.
You're exactly right. There is nobody who can credibly defend 15 million ballots vanishing. Nobody can defend that. It is not the way to run an election, by giving power to the post office, right? The post office. I know somebody who mailed something in July that just arrived last week. It took over a month and a half.
Oh, my God.
The post office regularly, I don't know about you, Kevin, but they regularly bring me my neighbor's mail. And so those are the last people we should be giving power to decide who the president is. And that's what these numbers show, that it was a 15 million disaster.
You know what's been happening here in Nevada. You know what is going on around the country. With a midterm election, an important, critical midterm election coming up in 2022, tell me about your thoughts on can we have a legitimate, fair election?
Well, here's some good news. In places like Nevada and Virginia and other states, a whole bunch of people are getting smart and starting to pay attention to how the process works. You know, we at the Public Interest Legal Foundation have been talking about process for years. Like, look, y'all care about policy, I get it, but the left cares about process. And I think everybody got a big heaping helping last year of what we were talking about. When you don't control the process, chaos erupts. And now the good news is people are watching. They're in these offices of election. They're monitoring what's going on. They're asking the right questions. It's like a whole army has awakened all over the country. And that's a good improvement that will help make the 2022 election better than the 2020 election.
Christian, if folks want to know more about this report, it is fascinating stuff when you dive into the numbers. How can they access this stuff? How can they find out what you're up to?
Just go to publicinterestlegal.org. That's publicinterestlegal.org.
Christian, always good to visit with you. You have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day holiday. We'll talk again soon, I am sure. Thanks so much for the info.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
There you go. He's smart. J. Christian Adams, the president of Public Interest Legal Foundation. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Getting the right prescription drugs at an affordable price can be tough for everyone, especially seniors. You trust your doctor to help you make the best decisions for your healthcare and medications. But now, DC liberals are pushing a plan to empower the government to limit which drugs you have access to. This plan could literally give the government a bigger say in your healthcare than you and your doctor. And allow Washington bureaucrats to override decisions about your medications made by you and your doctor. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto just voted for a budget that could make the D.C. Liberals' big government plan a reality. Call Senator Catherine Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose any changes or new taxes that would limit access to prescription drugs in Medicare Part D. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business. especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, one thing I love about being on the back side of the pandemic, and we hope and pray that we're really behind it, is that I'm getting a chance to get out and see more people that I have not connected with in a long time. And one of the things I found just this week is people are smart enough to figure out President Biden and the extraordinary success of the evacuation of Afghanistan. I mean, it really is sad and tragic, and there is going to be a loss of life, and there are people right now that are scared to death to even go outside or to even answer the door. And Sean Hannity last night, I thought, put it really in proper perspective, that this evacuation was not an extraordinary success. This was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Afghanistan cannot be used as a terrorist base.
That Afghanistan has become a Disneyland for terrorists.
We plan for every contingency.
Total chaos.
It is heartbreaking. It is depressing. It's a failure, and he needs to own that failure.
Bear responsibility for all that's happened.
He did not admit any mistakes. He did not offer any change of course. He says we're going to continue forward.
He really isn't taking responsibility.
Mr. Biden, you did this. You made the deal with the Taliban. This is the consequences of it. Go to hell, Biden!
Tens of thousands of people being left behind.
There's American citizens left. We're going to stay to get them all out.
We did not get everybody out.
Dozens and dozens of U.S. citizens went to the airport, and the gates never opened.
The mission hasn't failed yet.
If this isn't failure, what does failure look like exactly?
But there's, you know, there to be.
There's a problem with ISIS and the threat that Americans face now.
So what Joe Biden calls an extraordinary success. He says it was the right decision, the wise decision, the best decision, unparalleled results. Wow. And then he went on to say, what a magnificent display of public policy. I ask again, if that's success, how do we define failure? Because today Joe Biden took, again, zero questions. He was exhausted from yesterday yelling at us and lecturing of us. And he apparently wants to move past his Afghan debacle. This crisis is not over. And by the way, the war is not over either. Americans are held hostage right now behind enemy lines. And even today, the Washington Post reported that 100 U.S. government-sponsored journalists and their families all left behind by Joe Biden in Afghanistan. There are now hundreds and hundreds, maybe more than 1,000 Americans with no way out. And, of course, we have no update on the exact number or their whereabouts, no concrete plan at all to rescue them. We have no diplomats on the ground. We have no military on the ground. No accurate accounting, even of how many Americans are behind enemy lines. This is unforgivable. These Americans have been left behind and abandoned by their president. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. You know, I thought you didn't leave people behind, Joe. You said it over.